You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Well, there are a lot of Democrats hoping for an anti-Republican wave in 2018. Midterm elections can be brutal on the party in power. If there is to be such a wave next year, look for it to touch shore in Tornillo, Texas. So writes Karen Tumulty. She is a native Texan and current national political correspondent for The Washington Post. Karen, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Oh, great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about why the 23rd Congressional District of Texas is getting so much of your attention right now.
Well, it is, in fact, the only true swing district in Texas. This is a district that last year voted narrowly for Hillary Clinton, but it also voted to elect a Republican, Will Hurd, mm-hmm. reelect him to Congress. And there weren't a lot of districts in the country that split that way. In fact, there were fewer than two dozen. And it's also a very, very fickle district. It has kicked out four separate incumbents since 2006. So if you are looking for a place that is going to be extremely sensitive to kind of what the national rhythms are in this midterm election, it is really hard to find a better place than this district, especially considering the fact that it also has about a third of the U.S.-Mexico border on it.
Yeah, and I think you note in your article, it's an enormous district. I mean, it's bigger in area than 29 states, which is huge.
That's right, which makes it, it's overwhelmingly majority Latino district. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, Will Hurd, the current congressman, is an African-American in a district where I think something like fewer than 4% of the population is. The National Democratic Party will tell you that this is one of their top five targeted races for next year. And last year it was the most expensive congressional race in the history of the state of Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is just a vast and complicated place to be trying to run for re-election if you're Will Hurd.
So does Donald Trump become the issue in a place like the 23rd, or are there going to be specific things that are more important to the voters of that district, something that won't really register on the national scale?
Well, that is really the question. The Democrats are certainly trying to make this election in the 23rd district a referendum on Donald Trump. Uh-huh. Like last week on Tax Day, a group of activists held a demonstration outside of Will Hurd's congressional office in San Antonio to call for Donald Trump to release his tax returns. And for Will Hurd, the key to survival is not only distancing himself from the president on some of the hot button issues, including the wall, which is not popular, but also, making the race more about the very kind of unique identity he is trying to carve out for himself.
Mm. Well, now, speaking of President Trump, we are coming up on his 100th day in office, as we've been told more than 100 times. and it's obviously a big week in Washington, what with the deadline and the zigzag over the wall from the White House. You think we're going to get a federal budget by Saturday?
There is certainly a lot of desire on the part of everyone to get this funding bill that would keep the government open. And certainly for Republicans, they're in charge of both houses and the White House now, and it's a basic management problem if they can't do this. But President Trump is sticking a lot of things into the system right now that are complicating it. There is the question of whether there will be wall funding in the bill. He's going to unveil at least the broad outlines of his tax reform plan.
Right.
And on top of everything, he's trying to get another vote on a health care bill. So it is, it's hard enough at this point just to get from point A to point B and keep the government open. But there's also all these other things being dropped on top of the system.
Wait and see, as they say in politics. Karen Tumulty is national political correspondent for The Washington Post. Karen, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on The Standard.
My pleasure.